But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an chasm where results are compelled with Apostle Epher Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
Psalm 119 verse 71. Everybody, look at me. It is very important that we read together as loud as we can at the count of three. 1, 2, 3, go. It is good. No, maybe let's read louder and clearer this time. 1, 2, go. No, let's do it one more time. I want somebody to pick what I want you to pick. 1, 2, go. Who gets to say affliction is good? How can challenges, how can negative experience be good? What is David talking about here? How can affliction be good? Began to show us something on Sunday, coined from Romans chapter 12, verse 2. He says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Please, let's read it together. 1, 2, go. You know, when we talk about good, I began to explain this on Sunday, that good talks about the character of God and it registers discernment around source. What is the source of this event? What is the inspiration? What is the finger behind it? Where was it triggered from? Where was it provoked from? Is it an opportunity or is an attack camouflaging like an opportunity? Somebody shows up, I gave you an example rather on Sunday. When anybody shows up and say, "Marry me," as a lady, it's a good thing. But beyond that whole idea that, amen. Beyond that whole idea of somebody saying, "Marry me," the conversation needs to be probed whether this is God's will or not. And I said, in any will of God, there are three layers of discernment that you must subject it to. That even God puts everything He created through this test. And the first test, I said, is the good test. The test of goodness. Is it good? Good means, is it from God? I showed us also, for those of us who were not around, let me just take a few scriptures to validate those points. James chapter 1 verse 17, the Bible says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." So any good gift is from above and it cometh from God. Amen? Amen. Say, everything good comes from God. Everything. Come on, say it like you mean it again. Everything good comes from God. See exactly what the good test seeks to achieve. When you are subjecting a particular matter to the good test, is it good? You are trying to check, does it meet God's overall purpose, or it is just a momentary pleasure? Is it from God? So when you are registering discernment on any matter, listen, I want to repeat this. For many of us, Satan will never be able to occasion any compromise in your life on account of disobedience. But he will seek to catch you because of lack of alignment. So maybe you will see the ark of God shaking and almost about to fall. And you will use a good motive to try to hold the ark from falling. And by doing so, you have contravened the laws of God. Not even God will break his own law. as good as your initiative is, as clean as your motive is, when you violate that law, there is a protocol set into motion to correct that abnormality. This is why when you see anything, no matter how good looking it appears, you must take it back and put it through the discernment test. The first test, like I said, is good. Is it from God? I'll give you very potent illustrations tonight. It is the Bible that says it is not good for man to be alone. So being alone for a man, the Bible says it is not good if you are a man. Amen. Amen. See, amen.
Amen.
Now, that means that anytime anybody shows up, whether you are a male or a female here, and say, whether it is a lady proposing to a guy or a guy proposing to a lady, I'm not a proponent of the first scenario. Huh? I don't support that. If anybody proposes to anybody, it's a good thing. It's a good thing that there is that conversation going on. But beyond that conversation is the capacity to know whether God is involved here. Because like I said, and I emphasized on Sunday, there are more people living very unfulfilled lives because of certain doors they walked into. There are more people living in regret and bitterness because of a marriage they entered, because of a relationship they entered. There are people that entered certain relationship, if they had access to the accurate will of God, no matter how good looking, no matter how compelling the whole scope of the guy is, your answer is a capital no. Because you already knew the consequence of following and fraternizing with this individual. If God gives you the ability to have access to his wisdom, your life is made. So you can stand before an open door and say, I will not go in. And your generation will say you are a fool. Because all they can see is now. But the place you are speaking from is a wisdom that have access to tomorrow. The God that is behind your inspiration, he's not limited by time. So he knows tomorrow from today. And when he's giving you his counsel on every matter, he's factoring tomorrow into it. There are husbands that are looking like they are faithful today. The women never knew that a time will come. A time will come that she will say, I don't know who I married. So, let's begin with the good test. You now have the capacity to deliberately subject every breakthrough looking scenario through this test. Many of the times, because of our greed, because of our own will, there are things we already love that we don't want God to speak about it. Amen?
Amen.
For instance, a lady came to me with one guy and said, sir, I'm sorry I didn't come earlier. And they were both wearing matching outfits. So that's what you call anko. Now, the anko is enough proof that they are not asking me whether this is God's will or not. So, be careful what you say. Meanwhile, let me advise all of the marriage counselors here and the relationship coach and the men of God. Be careful when you advise couples. Be very careful when love is involved. When emotion is involved, be very careful what you advise people. Sometimes, when you are advising them, all they came to you for is to endorse what they already want. I shared the illustration with you guys some time ago. A young man finished advising a lady whose boyfriend was beating her, battering her face. He said, now that this guy is supposed to be pampering you, he's already behaving like this, what will happen when she finish enter the marriage? She said, it's true. When I leave here, I'm going to call it off. I cannot be in this. When she went back, the guy went and brainwashed her again with sweet words. She went online early morning the next day and wrote, no monkey can separate us. So,
my love, our love will continue to grow stronger. No monkey can separate us. For you not to be a monkey, be careful where you advise. Keep your opinion to yourself on many matters. There are many indices you use. So, what I was saying before I went into this distraction, they came with matching outfit, what you call anko. So, they sold the same fabric. And that is enough proof already that these people, they have aligned themselves on many fronts. So the lady now said, "Sir, I'm sorry I didn't bring him earlier. I just want you to look at the relationship and assess it and just join us in prayers. And as we are trusting God for victory." When I heard "join us," join us means follow anything we are already doing. Don't your presence here is not for advice. Join us. So if we face not, you face not. So I said, okay, I'll join. But when I was looking at the brother, his face shifted in my eye. And I saw an angry looking being looking at me through him. So I told her that this guy you are dating, how long have you started dating him? The guy didn't let her answer. He answered. He said, "For nothing less than 5 months now, sir." See, let me advise somebody very quickly. There are more damage, more pain, more betrayals, more regret, more depression that is caused by emotionally related pains that could have been easily avoided. There are levels where you have not gotten entangled emotionally with people yet. At that level, you can make rational decisions quickly. Most of the times, you enter talking stage, you talk and talk until you build emotion, then you think you can discern God's will when emotions are involved. It is day one. Or God came and said, "How far? Hope you are doing good." If after every service, a brother is meeting you and asking you whether you have eaten, how was your day? Start praying quickly. So that this conversation should not even go long before you know whether it is God's will or not. Let's know what are you looking for? So that people will not be seeing you together for long and then they think there is something. Then the God-ordained person now withdraws. Meanwhile, you are not the only one Oga is talking to. He's busy asking every girl, "Have you eaten?" So there are people that save his phone number as, "Have you eaten?" You cannot handle the will of God if you are consumed with your own will. Every time you have allowed your heart to take a posture, it is hard to submit because it will take sacrifice to let your own will go. How can you hear God's utterance when the reverberative tone, everything you are hearing inside you, is your own emphasis? This is why you must define every relationship from the onset. It must be defined. If any lady shows up, any guy shows up, and begin to say, "Kai, you are looking very beautiful. Come on now, look at this, our sister. Is she not beautiful? Let's celebrate her. So much effort was put into place to secure this appearance. Is she not beautiful?" Now, there is no brother here except you are possessed by a demon that will see this and not be excited. Because I'm talking about this, let me go all out into it. You must be able to know what works for you. It's not every fashion that is your own. There are things that anytime you align with them, the feedback is enough proof that this one fits you. Meanwhile, there are other styles when you do, people just want to avoid you so that peace will reign. They don't want any crisis, please. That is also enough feedback that let's minimize engaging this particular part. You must be able to know what works for you. Don't be under pressure to be trying to keep pace with the world. Know what works for you. There are sisters here. Your best hairstyle that fits you is all back. Just The last time a responsible and a godly and a man of stature walked up to you, you were wearing an all back. You must understand, it's called the law of protocol. So when you sit down in the evening, ask yourself, what did I do today that created this kind of response? Say, Kai, this all back, there's something about it. Meanwhile, let me give you an expo. Brothers love natural looks. Listen. See, so that, because I know there are some online relatives we have that will begin to share their opinion now. Before you talk, I said brothers. If you are not a brother, you are not in that thing I'm talking about. Huh? Now, when you know that you are in a season, it is your responsibility to position yourself. Positioning is your own responsibility. It's not God that positions you. It is you that positions yourself. Part of your positioning is to make sure you are in your best. Your best is definitely a product of the various submissions that you must have had before now. I was going to share something and I got distracted. So let's go back to what we're talking about. So a brother shows up to this lady and says, "You are looking so good, sister. How are you doing? Have you always been in this worship team?" And she says, "Yes." Most sisters will give you an attitude that first day you are trying to make. You know, the first thing you do is to make yourself real in her space. You cannot be a stranger, an alien. Nobody knows who you are from nowhere. You need to introduce yourself to that ecosystem. So you can introduce yourself either by initiating conversations, or you can introduce yourself by catching her attention through gifts. Listen. If you guys continue like this, I'll change this topic to a revival emphasis. This matter is about violence, so we need to approach it in this manner. See it this way. Since she does not know that anybody like you exists, but you are admiring her in secret. And so you have a name. They call you a secret admirer. Because your admiration is in secret. So she doesn't even know of the existence of a person like you. You must become alive in her world. And how you make yourself alive is to make a statement. That statement can be either a conversation. The conversation that must be held must be brief, direct, and be deliberate about making an impression. Don't go there and then be twisting all kinds of tenses that don't align. First impression matters a lot. This is the first image the person will put upon your face. And so you must gather yourself, collect yourself. There are times where you need to rehearse all the night because you intend to finally talk to the damsel tomorrow. You put your tents in order. Wear one of the best clothings you have. Appear like a prince. Wear a cologne. Don't come sweating. Then make it very brief so that it will also count that you are a man of principle. You know, there's a way you know people who like you. For brothers, in those days where we were in the world, I know somebody will say, "Were you in the world?" When you see a young man being unnecessarily offended about a particular lady that didn't do him anything, like, "You like her, forget that." He will just say, I don't know what this guy is feeling like. And there is not, you know. He likes her. He's trying to put up a front to hide something. Amen? So, sister, when that brother shows up and says, "You are looking so good. My name is Brother Philemon. And I've been watching you for a while. I just wanted you to know that you look good." It is from that day where this brother has given you a hint that you are real in his space. That is when you start praying. "Lord, who is this person? Do you know him? Does he have any stake in your kingdom? Is there any agenda that you have put upon his shoulder?" At this level, anything God tells you, you can obey because emotions are not involved. There is a place where many spirits will have opinion on this matter. And this is where many of us Christians, we lag and drag the matter until we become victims of deception. So the brother now starts talking with her, calling her in the afternoon, calling her in the evening. Meanwhile, when you continue to communicate over and over again, your heart naturally becomes attracted to anything you spend time with. I've seen sisters that saw a brother and said, God forbid, me and this, God forbid, you don't know that shoe half size. Now, the brother just continued to keep in touch. Call, conversations. Morning, he calls. Sometimes she missed the call. He still calls. He sends a text message. She does not reply. He called later in the evening. She pressed busy. He sends a text message. Just wanted to know how you were doing. Hope your day went well. Have a good night rest. See, no matter how hard something is, persistence and consistency can crack it. I saw a video of a drop of water. The water was just falling like this on a rock. And over years, that drop of water has created a hole. Water has dug a hole on a rock because of consistency. This is where many brothers, they don't have staying power. It's called staying power. It's a fruit. If God say, this is it, why do you think the will of God will come unchallenged? See, if God send you and say, go to Sabo, and you get up by yourself, it's not God that sent you, you get up by yourself and you are going to Sabo, between two of you, who would Satan want to stop? Why do you think if it's the will of God, it will be smooth? Who gave you that lie? Who told you that the will of God does not come with serious challenges? The reason why you must actually... You see, this is where the deliverance in this teaching is coming. There are many people that are walking out of God's program for their life because they have been brainwashed to believe that if it is God, it will be without hitches. Everything God gives you, you must walk in it. There is a labor. You must labor inside it. I want to balance what I'm saying now. So that you don't stay in an abusive relationship and say, there is certain labor we must labor. Since if it's because it is the will of God, that's why he's beating me. So let's go back to the three tests of discernment. You must subject anything to approve that it is the will of God. Number one, it is the good test. Is it from God? This is where your prayer starts from, sister. Lord, do you know this brother? Are you the one that sent him? When you begin to approach matters like this, there is no place, no platform where you will fall for deception. I already established this on Sunday. So let me just go quickly to the second test, which is the test of acceptability. Is it acceptable? The acceptability test is the methodology test. What it is actually positioned to achieve is to show you whether it is consistent with scriptural patterns. Is it consistent with scriptural patterns? You were sleeping and you had a dream. And you saw that there is this brother in church who is faithful and valiant in the place of prayer. You saw him and you were wearing a gown, he was wearing a suit. Then you woke up. Meanwhile, this brother, amen. Meanwhile, this brother is married. I'm sharing things that many people will have to submit themselves to this night. Some of you, it is years to come. Some of you, it's your friends you will give. There are women hoping that another woman will be checked out so that they will now enter violently. They say that it's violence. There are pastors chatting with ladies and say, I wish I met you before I married my wife. Is that conversation consistent with the method of God? So no matter how pious, no matter how sanctimonious this person looks, no matter how good they appear that they are from God, the method involved in this whole arrangement is already a proof that God is not in this matter. Come, I will give you the job. I don't know why, I just like you. Then Oga put one condition, that if you will sleep with me. That is already out of God's methodology of blessing men. Because the blessings of the Lord, they make it rich and they don't add sorrow. So the moment you factor the methods of God and replicate in scriptures are proofs of God's methodologies in how he operates with mankind. A brother is coming to meet you, discussing his love for you, professing his decision to live and die for you, but he does not submit to the authority of your God. You will see consistent in scripture are the patriarchs advising their seed, do not marry from the tribe of the Gentiles. Because that is a method consistent with God. When how many unbelievers appear before our sisters, and the sisters are there deceiving themselves that they will change the brothers? That just because a brother followed you to church, who told you he has changed? I told you that coming to church does not make you a Christian. The same way going to a garage didn't make you a car. A brother can like a sister, and you will know that he only came to church because of a girl he's looking for. Then he comes first week, come second week, come third week. She now says that, I want to thank God how he used me to first save his soul. That is not consistent with the patterns of God. Meanwhile, if you follow these things, you will never miss it. People came together and said, there is a business deal. This thing is guaranteed, is sure that the only thing we'll just meet by 12 a.m. in the night. It's just a few. It's not. We're not really even doing anything bad. We'll just throw some things into the water. That's all. That even you don't need to even throw it with your own hand. Just pay the money. Somebody will throw it for you. That's enough sign. Now, this is you doing acceptability test. Is it acceptable? Lord, is this acceptable? In Romans chapter 12 verse 1, he says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of the Lord, that you present your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. So, holy first, which is meeting the nature of God. Acceptable means complying with his methods. If we put this test on many testimonies, you will see that it's not God. This is why people testify, and you look at their life after a few years. You see that Satan gave them an opening so that he can wreck their soul. If I put a mic in anybody who has gone through a divorce, meanwhile, a divorce is a very, very negative experience that I don't advise anybody to even want it. You know, some people think if they miss it in marriage, they can always divorce, because you think it's a very light thing. The impact of divorce on you as a person, number two, on the family, number three, on the children that is a product of that, you know. You don't know it yet. It is better you are single than you enter a relationship that exposed you to this unfavorable experience. Is it acceptable? So, sister, the brother now passed that test that it is good because God knows him. He's born again. Do you understand what I'm saying? The level of whether it is good is it from God? The fact that something is from God does not mean it's for you. Amen? Amen. So, that good layer, there are many brothers that will pass the good test. But then you bring them into acceptability test. Is the methods involved in his operation, is it in consistency with the will of God? Prove that you love me. How do I know that we are sexually compatible? These are the arguments in the world. That I have seen a sister that said she cannot marry anybody she has not slept with. That it is risky to enter a marriage if you have not slept with the person. How do you know whether you are sexually compatible? Can you imagine? When these conversations come up, in good, her dressing, the way she prays, her Lord Jesus coming to my life, maybe those things have made her tick that place. But when we come to acceptability, her methods, she will score zero there. And in this test, 2/3 is fail.
Say, today is my birthday. Come and give me a birthday gift. Your body is a gift.
You know, there are many things we need to question this night so that God will give us certain deliverance. Please, if you are getting blessed, so that I know whether we should continue on this part, say amen.
Amen.
There are people that are offended. They don't like these things. Okay, so we continue. Consistent with the methods of God is that marriage is honorable in all things, the bed undefiled. This is God's method. When you have people who violate the patterns of God and go into, the scripture I read is from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4, for those of us who are writing, marriage is honorable in all and the bed undefiled, but warmongers and adulterers, God will judge. Listen to me. Give me your attention. I'm about to share something quite delicate with you, and I need your attention. See, when God says the bed undefiled, it is because of the consequence of violating his ordinance on marriage. That's why he gives this prescription. In God's idea, marriage is between two virgins. This is where the hatred in this meeting will start from. But this is where the deliverance will be initiated. In God's idea, marriage is between two virgins. That a man who is chaste, also meeting his wife. Then, you will see what the Bible said concerning this matter I have said. Because I need to invoke scripture to support this particular position. The Bible says, drink water from your own cistern. There is a word there I don't want to use. I don't want to say it. I want you to read it from the scripture. It will make more sense. He says, you should drink water from your own cistern. Please, help me find that scripture, media. It's something I want. Let's work together. If I make any emphasis, you locate it and bring it out. So in God's idea, you are supposed to enter marriage as a virgin. Because if you violate that ordinance of God and you open yourself up to testing different people and saying you want to know whether you are sexually compatible, there is a level of history that will be built and a level of memory that will be crystallized in your soul that when you now claim that you have found the will of God eventually, after your testing, the will of God that you claim you have found may not be the best sexual partner you have met. Amen.
Amen.
So, you can have a sister sleeping around, slept with brother A, brother B, brother C. Now married brother D. When she marries brother D, the chances that she will be sexually satisfied in that marriage is minimal because she has exposed herself to different experiences. The reason why, let me show you that scripture so that it will, if you are a Christian here, read this Bible verse as loud as you can. 1, 2, go. If you are going to drink water, he said, drink the water from your own cistern. And your running water should be from your own well. If I had time, help me, media. Show me the other parts of this scripture that supports what we're doing. Just project it. Let them be only thine. And not strangers with thee. Now, are you sure Solomon was saying, don't let anybody fetch water from your well? In Solomon said there is a stream where only you should. Don't let anybody come to that river. No. We're talking about something else here. Let me tell you the truth. This is why many women are unsatisfied in their marriage. Because they have violated the ordinance of God. And this is the ripple effect of the consequence of doing that. This is why many men are cheats and they can never be satisfied with their wife. Because they have exposed themselves to different experiences. This is what Satan wanted to get in your life in the season of ignorance. So that before you now know the truth, there are already layers of encounters that will make your rest impossible. A man will be at home and he'll be missing his ex. He's married, but he's thinking of how to connect with somebody he had fraternity with over 5 or 10 years ago. You know why? He had drank from a brook of stolen waters. Let me show you another scripture. It says stolen waters are sweet. Bread eaten in secret have pleasures. Because if you steal the water, there's a way you eat something that is stolen. It's not your own, so there's a way you eat it with. I want to be very raw this night. Okay, let's read together, everybody. 1, 2, go. Continue now. The man that eats it does not know. There's something about the man who eats it. But he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depth of hell. Now that you are married, look at your wife. You are not interested in sleeping with your wife. Because actually the yearning of the flesh is not sex. It's disobedience. The moment it is legitimate, it becomes boring. Because the real appetite of the flesh is to disobey God. If anything becomes legitimate, the devil don't want it. So it was, you see all this gym your body is doing, that you say, I don't know. Me, God know that I like. A time will come, you will realize that it is not really the act that you like. It is the illegality around it. So a man, because he is hiding and carrying out actions that borders around fornication and adultery, there is a level of passion he gives to it and commitment and attention. This is where many ladies get it wrong. And if you listen to me, take my advice this night. Many of these people who are cheating around, sleeping around, put them in a family, put them with a wife, put them with a man, and you will see that after a while, in fact, I don't want to mention name, but there's a very popular spiritual leader. Recently, his wife just divorced him. Guess what her reason is? That he's too good for her. That the marriage has become boring because he's too good. Why are ladies attracted to bad boys? I'll tell you why. I feel like I'm not qualified to teach these things. So what I'm doing this night, I'll just pinch somewhere, leave it run. Pinch. The day I get married. Stolen waters, they may appear sweet, but the dead, because actually that provision of violation of God's law that you have entertained, it has exposed your household. This is where many of us don't know yet that we have been seduced by the world into damnation and condemnation. Meanwhile, the essence of my teaching tonight is not to amplify the areas of our mistakes. Because I will balance it in the next 10 to 15 minutes. You may have made a mistake and allowed yourself to fall into fornication or adultery in the days of ignorance. And you may have exposed yourself to certain acts that does not in any way tally with God's demand and God's expectation for your life. What do you do going forward if mistakes has been made? Because I can guarantee you, if a man marries a virgin, the only standard she knows is her husband. I counsel people every day of the 365 days of the year. I counsel many people. Over 90% of the cases in most counseling sessions are sexually related. Marriages that have one or two issues about infidelity. The number of people cheating in marriage is alarming. I've sat down with people who open up to me that this child is not my husband's child. What happened? How did you get into this thing? It was a momentary lapse of judgment. Meanwhile, every time you violate God's law, you create an opening for Satan. And every time Satan has an opening around any space, he has a stake. This is how children are born with strange proclivities and appetites. There are, I think I've shared with you guys, there was a case in Sabo Jari. A nursery 2 boy was raising the skirt of his classmate inside toilet. He knew already at that age that such activities are done in secrecy. So he made sure they went to the toilet and he was raising the skirt of a fellow nursery 2. When that one gets to 200 level, tell me who he will be. Who taught him? Nobody. His follow come. It's an original charger. It's part of the programming. You see what David said? David says, behold, I was shaping in iniquity, and in sin did my mother bear me. This is his defense when Nathan came to resist him as regarding his sin with Uriah's wife and how he killed Uriah. Our compromise does not affect us alone. Our seed becomes victims of our compromise. They start struggling with appetites, with inclinations that they should have no business struggling with. What do you do if you have violated the laws of God? Meanwhile, Hollywood is working night and day, working non-stop to continue to shift ancient landmarks. Now, because of how much we have embraced the Western culture, dating in our generation is equivalent to intimacy. You see two people say they are dating, they are sleeping with themselves. And they don't think it's wrong anymore. Even Christians. How many people who come out to wed, the sister wore a white gown. Does that gown reflect your... This one slept with this one, that one slept with this one slept with this one now married who, this one slept with, that one married this. So it's just a web, a very crazy web. Before you know it, the spiritual consequences of violating these laws begin to set in. And then you see these things and people want to start blaming demons. There are many people, what you need right now, to be honest, you need rehabilitation. You don't need to date anybody. You just need to stay away from any dating for a while until God fix you. If not, you are a damage to anybody you are meeting. How can a brother meet a sister? An innocent sister raised in the way of the Lord from a very godly family. She went for NYSC. That's all. They met in camp. When she went to NYSC, one strange brother that came from one federal school. No, you're not the one. I'm not pointing you. Brothers, within six months, Jesus Christ, exposed her to things the devil has never gotten a hold about. For this is why there are some relationships that are agents on assignment. They were never meant to be your husband or your wife. They were only supposed to introduce you to an addiction. That's all. The moment that is done, mission accomplished. Then they walk out of your life and leave you to struggle for the rest of your life. Some of you, the things I'm sharing with you this night, you are honest enough to do an appraisal. The moment they left, that their action did not leave. This is what they brought. This is their real mission. They came to plant this appetite in your life. Godliness still remains the most beautiful and safest place to live. You don't know the beauty of holiness. People can look at you and gossip you and badmouth you and say you are not exposed, you are not civilized. Holiness is a safe space to live, where you and your wife giving to each other. You know how special it feels to know that you have one human being that is totally dedicated to you and you alone. You don't need to be checking phones every night, be searching, be investigating. Are you a detective? I don't want to go into talking about sex tonight, about the impact of that action on the soul. But you will see that of all the sins, there is this particular impact immorality has on the soul of a man. It will deaden your capacity to receive spiritual things. Immorality will make you spiritually inert. So all you will be is like a vessel just walking. The capacity to connect, like your antenna, the way you have a transistor radio with an antenna. Immorality damaged the antenna, so you cannot pick signals. You will just be feeling tired, exhausted, demoralized, guilty, and condemned perpetually. Then a time comes when you journey on the path of immorality. Your guilt will be lost. When you come to that place, weep because you are gone. There will be no more guilt. Then no more guilt. Nothing pricks your heart that you need to make your way right with God. When you begin to enjoy sin, know that you are attaining a reprobate mind gradually. Then, when you enjoy sin to a wife, you will graduate from enjoying sin. You will start planning sin. It is at that point, the tomorrow your eye have not seen, you have factored sin into it. So you say, by the grace of God, I will travel tomorrow to Zaria. You need God's grace to see the tomorrow. But the tomorrow you need God's grace to see is in iniquity you are factored into it. As at that point, every expression of you is iniquity. I want to conclude tonight because I see how heavy our faces look and how offended my sermon tonight has made us feel. I have no apologies for the things I've shared. And I want to reemphasize that this is the only way we can make spiritual progress. The way you grow in righteousness, you can also grow in rebellion and you can grow in iniquity. One bottle of Gouda will not remain a bottle of Gouda forever. Appetite will grow and the capacity to carry more will be added. When you are a creature of lust, just fraternizing with pornographic content, a time will come, it will not be enough to watch pornography. You will begin to practicalize the things that you have fed your mind and fed your soul. So everybody will grow. Either you are growing in light or you are growing in darkness. And whatever you have entertained, it has capacity to affect the outcome of your life as a whole. For those of us who have made one mistake at one point or another, for those of us who have entertained certain layers of departures from God's ordinance, maybe you have gone into immoral relationship with one or two persons and now it's looking like you are an addict, you cannot go without sex. You need to come to God as you are. You need to open, you need to present your helplessness and present this very sensitive matter before him. Because the truth is, you will never be satisfied. I've met too many people who have journeyed that path to know that if there's any advice I have for you now, this is what I will tell you on this matter. It will affect your rest in tomorrow. It is better that two novices who don't know anything marries each other. And then they begin to learn themselves by themselves. But when you go and carry a slave queen, who is a PhD holder, you will not. Kai, these things, they are heavy matters. One of the things you will begin to battle with is that your report card every morning, because they paste results every morning. Some people, it's after 5 years, you understand what I've said now. Your report card every morning is that you did not pass. You did not pass. It's a car, you failed. You failed. That car, you didn't meet cutoff mark. Then you start seeing men being put under pressure. They begin to engage all kinds of drugs, and then they develop high BP and they die. If they probe, what killed you? You say, I died because I'm a man. If you have not picked anything from my message, I was not talking to you. Take your place. Take your place. Take your place. Take your place. Have your way. Have your way. Please listen. Tell yourself, I insist on God's methods. Say, I insist on God's methods. I wish I could take maybe 10 minutes to do a short relationship charge, but time is not on our side. So what we do is that I will make out time to dwell particularly on war against kingdom marriages and connections. This is not that teaching. I just wanted to share on discerning the will of God. Have we been blessed?
Yes, sir.
Have we been blessed?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I know why some people are not answering. Let me tell you how to come out from mistakes, if mistakes have been done. And when soul ties have been established on account of the linkages we have established with the people we have exposed our souls to. Because that's what sex does. It gives access to spirits and to the souls of individuals to bond together. Now, when you have journeyed that path, the truth is, you have no business entering any relationship any moment. You need to be rehabilitated by the Spirit of God. I will tell you how. The average outcome is that this person is dating this person broke up with this person, before this person broke up with this person has already been seeing the sign that this person is pulling out, this person has already started talking to this other person, so that before this person will break her heart, she will be the one that will even break him, because at the end, amen. Don't pretend. This is what, see, I know what you are doing. Once they start suspecting that guy, the communication is reducing. What they will do is that they will start saying hi to that other person who has been on standby. So, what time did you have to heal? What we have now is not even people who broke up. It's people who switched. You don't deal like this. My brother, sorry, I forgot to tell you. I'm no longer with Shegu. I'm now with Peter. Somebody saw you last month and now saw you after 1 month. And say, how is Shegun doing? You say, sorry. I forgot to tell you. You need to be rehabilitated. The reason for that time is to heal. It's for yourself. You need to find yourself. You need the impact of that person's behavior and the exposure that it brought you into and the fraternity with disobedience. You need to make peace with God. Not to sharply enter another arrangement and then the devil is plunging us into higher and higher levels of departure from the ordinance of God. This is the first step somebody needs to do. Take a while. Some of you, the relationship you are currently in is molded by abuse. You have been abused from your previous relationship, so you use this as a rebound. The reason why you are here is not because you really love this person. You just needed to get back at this other person. And so your whole life is now on an auto mode of you are not even in control anymore. Sister, brother, you can come out. You can come out. You can put a full stop to that narrative. Henceforth, I will not violate my body. No man will know this body, only the person I'm married to. The moment you take that stand, that is the first method, the first step towards attaining that healing that you need. So you separate first. No need to enter any relationship that's putting you under pressure and say, if you love me, you have to prove it. Just come out from all the drama first. See, listen. There are many people that don't know the last time that they loved themselves. Your own is to be loving people. You love this, you love, and they are not loving you back. So just take a while for your own self. Enjoy your own company. I asked one brother that was telling me that he's not easy. I said, okay, this thing you are saying now. So people like me, who are supposed to have died by now. Eh? Love yourself. Find yourself. In fact, let me tell you what you ought to give yourself to. Be more preoccupied with gaining intimacy with God. Just allow His restoration package to find expression upon your life. Let the ambience of His Spirit, let it come upon you, saturate you. Take away hurt and pain from deep places where no man can see. Some of you, there are layers of pain buried, and that pain is shaping your appetite. This is why many people are attracted to bad boys. They are attracted to bad boys because there is a sense of dangerousness and protection that comes with them. When you meet a young brother who is just loving Jesus, who doesn't look in any way violent or doesn't look dangerous, I wonder why a sister will see a brother with a low cut hair, well-shaped beard, loving Jesus, looking nice, earning well, healthy, and she prefers somebody with a dreadlock, with a sagged pant. See what you are looking for, and you want to not have heartbreak. Are you okay? The reason why your heart wants that is you have gone through layers of unhealed pain. You need to be healed so that you can now be a normal human being. A normal human being should be looking for responsible people. Lord, there are pains buried, places I don't want to go to. Sometimes you even think you have moved on, but I can guarantee you, there are names, anywhere you see those names written, or you hear the name, there is a reaction it provokes from you. There are people that have failed some courses because of their name. The lecturer remembered a lady that dealt with him, that name Susanna, and then he saw Susanna Michael. The first thing is that he does not also know that he is dealing with pain. So he becomes unnecessarily strict towards you. Smack your paper with so much protocol. Your only challenge was Susanna. You need to heal. There are some of you right now, as I'm speaking to you, till today, you still go from time to time online, check the social media profile of some of your ex, see whether they are doing well. When you see that they are losing weight, you will be happy. You say, you think you can play with grace and escape. Move on. Meanwhile, this is how many people are trapped in their past. Trapped in their past. They can't move on. Meanwhile, the person you are trying to follow up their life, they have probably moved on and they are making headway. Your enemy is not God's enemy. The fact that the relationship did not work didn't make the person an enemy of God. The earlier your heart is healed, brother, sit down, don't worry. The earlier your heart is healed, the quicker you can come into your rest. There are many people carrying different layers of concealed pain around. People have been promised marriage. Few weeks to the wedding, the brother pulled away and left that sister confused. There is an impact it has on her. Now that lady wherever she is, the moment she senses any small lack of passion from you, she breaks up before, because she believes that this is what you will eventually do. So let me be the one to do it quick. These are some of you, you have entered a place now where you are quick to terminate relationships because you have gone through certain exposures that has exposed you to pain that is not dealt with. Something that can be talked about, relationship that still had a great prospect. You sense any small thing, you end. You say you don't take note. It is because of something you went through. There is already a fear in your heart. There are sisters here that believes men has come because of your last exposure. There are brothers here that say women are cheats. This is your conclusion. Meanwhile, until your heart is adjusted, you will get what is in your heart. It is as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. So you will attract the state of your heart. So the first layer of healing is your heart. Jesus must do something to your mind. That pain must be taken away. But people don't want to take time to heal. Because if you don't heal, you will attract that same pain you have concealed. Men has come. Decide to give love a chance and still come back with a higher reason why men has come. Men are not come. You have met some very negative people. Trust God that there are other people. Trust God that He can lead you. Trust God that He can guide you. There are people sitting here now that have marked, they have marked a particular tribe in Nigeria. They say, if you know what is good for you, avoid Igala. Don't go there. Meanwhile, the will of God for you might be Igala. And then because of your negative exposure that have bettered a conviction now, you will walk past the will of God because you have adopted new positions on account of the negative experiences. We were all born innocent. Our heart was open. It is our experiences that have shaped us to what we are now. Everything you believe currently is by experience. Jesus loves the little children. Because that kind of heart, that's the way of the kingdom. Innocent. May God give you grace to love again. Did you hear that prayer? May God help you to love again. Sister, you didn't say amen. I saw you. Come on. Love is a beautiful thing. Don't let the devil convince you that it's not possible. Yes, you have dated one or two people who are obvious departures from what God intended for that whole experience. But come on now. Believe again. One more time. May God give you capacity to love again. There's a lot of us sitting here. Believe me, take my word for it. The way you are going now, your commitment to anybody is transactional. It's not emotion for what? I read on somebody's tattoo, he said, Namumu de love. I said, Jesus, what has happened to this person? What? Meanwhile, they write these things in the middle of the night. They write it, so you read it in the morning, but it was written in the cover of the night. Say, Namumu de love. I said, wow. For those of you who want to become Oga wife, would you let the Holy Ghost, would you let Him breathe upon you tonight? Tell Him to take pains away. Take regrets. Take chains away. Take appetites away. There is a strongholds that iniquity has established upon your soul. It's a grip. Break that tie. Break that tie. Holy Ghost. Lover of my soul. Lover of my soul. Lover of my soul. I have found the one whom my soul loveth. I have found the one whom my soul loveth. You must love the Lord. You must give your heart wholly to him. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. Give yourself all to him. Here am I, O God, naked before you. Naked, naked before you. Take the pains away. Take the cords away. Break strongholds. Break soul ties. He restored my soul. Can you cry out to him? Restore my soul. Now, wherever you are going to deliberately present your bodies before God as a living sacrifice. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I will not engage. I will not open myself up. I will not allow for compromise. From today, a new law of consecration guides my vessel. From today, a new law of consecration. I am consecrated only unto God. I am separated. Demonic strongholds are broken. Appetites are uprooted. Every access point where darkness has gained passage into my life, I shut it down now. Spirit husbands, spirit wives, every access point, I shut it down. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I am the bride of Christ. I am married to Jesus. My vessel, my body is consecrated. I am separated. There are those of us that have gone through abuse. Somebody raped you some years ago and it has disoriented, it has affected your preferences, it has generated a new appetite and yearning. You are going to cry this night, Holy Ghost. Only you can heal this pain. Restore my soul. Restore my soul. Restore my soul. There is a space, there is a place in your heart only the Holy Ghost can occupy. You have tried to put men there and they cannot stay. You have tried to put relationship there and it cannot fit. Only the Holy Ghost can sit there. I have found the one whom my soul loveth. Wherever you are, it's a good time to rededicate and reaffirm your vows. Reaffirm your commitment to Him. You are my lover. I love you above all. Above marriage, above husband, above wife. I love you, Holy Ghost. You are zenith in all of my affections. I won't trade you for silver or gold. I won't trade you for riches untold. You are my everything. Take my body, my soul, my spirit. Breathe on me. Take my body, my soul, and my spirit. Breathe on me. Take my body, my soul, and my spirit. Breathe on me. Yes, breathe on me. Oh God, breathe on me. Yeah. Breathe on me, hey. Breathe on me, hey. Breathe on me, hey. Breathe on me. I love you above all. Listen, if you are struggling with any expression of lust, any expression of lust whatsoever, if you are struggling with, you can only overcome lust by love. Lust is a typology of love. But what lust is, the same way you have fear antagonizing faith. This is what lust is created in the camp of darkness to antagonize. It was designed to antagonize love. Because love is the greatest, lust too is one of the strongest bond that a man can be bounded by in the cord of darkness. So if you are struggling with lust, you can only prevail by assessing a higher level of love for God. So you now love Jesus more than masturbation. That is how you overcome. You don't overcome by determination. It's not strong enough. Lust is strong. So the only thing stronger than lust is love. So you ask the Lord to expose your heart to a higher level of his love. That love you now apprehend. There's an energy it gives you to overpower your affinity for this other appetite. See what he told Peter. He says, Peter, lovest thou me more than this? So it is about what you love. If you love this thing and you love God above all, it is the person you love above that you will gravitate towards. He says, if you love me, you will keep my commandment. So if love was in place, you will find yourself naturally obeying me. You love pornography, you love fornication more than Jesus. That's why. So if Jesus says, don't do this, and the devil says, do this, you choose what you love the most. So in the next 1 minute, I need you to tell the Lord, increase my love for you. Increase my love for your presence. Increase my love for your presence.
Take my body, my soul, my spirit, breathe on me. Take my body, my soul, my spirit, breathe on me, oh. Take my body, my soul, my spirit, breathe on me. Take my body, my soul, my spirit, breathe on me. Take my body, my soul, my spirit, breathe on me, oh. Take my body, my soul, my spirit, breathe on me. Take my body, my soul, my spirit, breathe on me, oh. Take my body, my soul, my spirit, breathe on me, oh. Take my body, my soul, my spirit, breathe on me, oh. Breathe on me, oh. Take my body, my soul, my spirit, breathe on me, oh. I chant a manual. If you are dead, man, I hear you. If you tell him, I go in a village. I beat a man who came. I feel no kayel, my colon. If you are not mileli, not mileli, olo, olo, olo. Oh, take my body, my soul, my spirit, breathe on me, oh. I actually, if you tell me, I go in. I brought a little bone. I feel them and I oh, I oh, I oh, I oh, I oh, I oh. If you tell them I go, tell them I go, I did tell them I go. Oh, breathe on me, oh Lord. Breathe on me, oh. Oh, breathe on me, oh. Oh, Lord. Breathe on me, oh. Oh, take my life, oh, Holy Ghost, spend me, oh. Oh, take my body, my soul, my spirit, rest me, oh. A solo magaya ma yilon, a pleta no gelu man, a pleta ne muga kae, a pleta ne muga gwe, a pleta ne muga gwe le muna huyo, a chana bile ligo. Apiana mono ayo 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 ayo. Oh, breathe on me, oh, Holy Ghost. Breathe on me. Accept my spirit, my soul, and my body. Breathe on me, oh. Accept my spirit, my soul, and my life, oh. Bless me, oh. Oh, nothing else matters. Oh, nothing else makes sense. Makes me oh. Have you ever gotten high? Have you ever gotten low? Have you ever done a low? Have you ever done a low? Have you ever done a guy? Have you ever done a girl? Après tout, mon ami, have you ever let go? Have you ever done a guy? Have you ever done a girl? 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 Take my body, my soul, my spirit. Breathe on me.
Hallelujah. In this season of activations and enthronement, everybody here due for marital settlement and forces above your control are militating against your settlement, warring against your settlement, manipulating your seasons and the outcome of that particular expectation. By the hand of the Holy Ghost, I declare everything working contrary to your favor is terminated in the name of Jesus. In this season of activations and enthronement, your marital rest is opened up in the name of Jesus Christ. Mistakes that have been made, mistakes that are trying to shape your tomorrow, we blot it out now by the blood of Jesus. Amen. We cancel consequences of actions that the devil is using to occasion attack. We terminate those consequences in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I usher you into your rest now. Enter into marital rest now. Enter into marital settlement now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to the north, the south, the east, and the west. And I compel anybody that must show up in your life. Everybody God have ordained that this is your spouse. This is the one that will do you well. I declare by the occasioning of the Spirit, let the connection be done in the name of Jesus Christ. We establish divine connections now. We establish divine connections now. We establish divine connections now. I pray for strength for anybody here who is on a path that will do them harm, a path that will cause them pain, a path that will lead to regret. May the Lord give you strength to walk away. I pray for strength for anybody here who is on a path that will lead to regret and a lot of pain tomorrow. May the Lord open your eye to see the mistake. Amen. And anybody here who have made a mistake that is looking like you cannot come out from, may the Lord create peace around every turbulence in your life. Amen. Over every situation of unrest, I speak peace. Amen. I speak peace over marriages. Amen. I speak peace over marriages. Amen. And I declare the restoration of the Lord comes upon homes. Every bitterness, every pain, every disappointment that is nurtured in the heart of anybody here, may the Lord grant you healing in the name of Jesus Christ. God who restores our soul, may your soul be restored. May your soul be restored. May the Lord give you the eye that see. Yes. So that you can look beyond deception. Yes. So that you can look beyond vanity. Yes. And thou hear a voice from behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. May that voice guide your decisions. Yes. None of you will miss it. Yes. None of you will fall by the way.
I thank you, Lord, because you hear us. Thank you because you are not about to leave any of your son or your daughter to suffer. Let your favor go ahead of them. Make every crooked place straight for them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now I prophesy to a special set of people in our midst. Those of you who know you are in your marital season and you are positioning yourself and waiting for God to occasion that moment where you can identify the person God is leading you to. Now I declare every veil, everything that hinders and everything that obstructs, let it fall from your eyes in the name of Jesus. Everything that spoils your name, everything that tarnishes your image, we silence their voices now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit occasioned to plant wrong ideas about you in people's hearts, every spirit on a campaign of showing negative dreams to people about you, I silence their voices in the name of Jesus Christ. Those of you here with negative auras around your life, people just say they don't know why they don't trust you. They are just suspecting you, and there is nothing you have done to warrant that kind of suspicion. By the power of the Holy Ghost, every negative aura around your life is blotted out in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, because you have heard us. We give you glory, Father. Be exalted forever in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen. I have found out Satan is not as powerful as he appears to be. I have found out he activates the law of sowing and reaping in the lives of people, allowing the justice system of God to do the work for him. Satan engages and influences you. You plant a seed. He knows the harvest of that seed. So he waits at an edge, detach himself from the whole thing, and blames you eventually. So that even when you are praying tomorrow, it looks like the hand of God does not have capacity to deliver on that matter. This is why I am encouraging everybody. Holiness and righteousness is for your own advantage. It does not add anything to God. It's you that benefit from it. If you violate the law of God, it is not going to make God less a God. It is you that would suffer for that violation. Satan uses the first at least 25 years of a man's life. He uses it to influence the man to plant many seeds so that the rest aspect and the rest seasons of his life will be unpalatable harvest all through. Seeds of corruption, seeds of dishonor, seeds of disobedience. He knows that you will reap. But the mercy of God has shown up for us tonight. Now, we will not go back into the way of compromise and sin, because it would have made the grace of God of none effect. I'm saying this so that somebody can enter a dangerous commitment. No man will know my body until I'm married. Only my husband will see my nakedness. Take that stand. It's a very loose world out there. And the consequences of their various lifestyle is showing forth in different phases of their life. Very colorful marriages. This is how divorces are piling up at the magistrate court. Don't you have that passion and zeal for just a beautiful, peaceful home where Satan has no door he can enter through? It's not about wedding, it's marriage. And marriage is warfare. Marriage is ordained by God. The institution is created by God. Marriage is not man's idea. It's God's idea. So it must be done God's way. It's God that designed it. So if you violate his laws, you can't see his dividends. The bed on the fire. Sex is not love. Sex is not love. As long as you are not married, you have no business You have no business, I repeat it again, you have no business engaging sex.
Glory to God! We trust that you have been blessed by God's word today. Well, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AnacazoMissionInternational.AMI or join us on our Telegram channel at Anacazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you. The name bless.